Paris is a popular place for visitors because of its food, art, and history. The city itself is likely to be central to the experience of the Olympic Games. The athletes going to France have been making long lists of things they want to try, see, and eat. I'm excited to just explore and just take in everything Paris has to offer, because me and my friends, we look at things and we get inspired, said breaker Jeffrey Lewis, also known as B-Boy Jeffro. He added, "There's a lot of things that we want to try and just explore." Some athletes want to ride to the top of Gustav Eiffel's creation from the 1880s, the Eiffel Tower, maybe even dine at its restaurant. The Louvre Museum, with Leonardo da Vinci's painting, the Mona Lisa, the famous Venus de Milo statue, and many other objects, are high on many lists of things to do. Notre Dame Cathedral also is popular, although repair work after a 2019 fire will not be completed until after the Summer Games. Such a big city, a beautiful city, diver Andrew Capobianco said. Athletes are also excited to try the food and drinks. Eat as many crepes as you can if you're in Paris, track and field Paralympian Noel Malkamaki said. Looking forward to macaroons, pastries, bread, sitting volleyball Paralympian Nikki Nieves said. Others are excited about coffee, meats, and sweet desserts, such as creme brulee. And some hope to drink the wines from the Loire Valley, Bordeaux, or Champagne. There are those, such as breaker Sunny Choi or rower Michelle Sexer, who know they will need to wait to enjoy some of the food and drink. We do have weight class restrictions. We have to weigh in 2 hours before a race, Sexer said. So after racing's done, I'm most excited to get out and explore the Parisian food and really enjoy some French meals. Canoe and kayak star Evie Liebfarth, the first American woman to qualify in 3 whitewater boating events at an Olympics, looks at the situation differently. She makes sure to fill herself with foods that help with athletic performance. But she also does not want to deny herself too much. If I'm going to be thinking about my croissant the whole time I'm paddling, I may as well just eat it, you know? So it's all about balance, said Liebfarth, a 20-year-old from North Carolina. It's just making sure that I'm getting the right amount of protein and the right amount of carbs before a race, while also balancing in the things that I want to eat. As she looked forward to her 5th trip to Paris, Liebfarth offered some words to Olympians headed for the first time to the City of Light, which is another name for Paris. Don't be afraid to just drop the recommendations and everything, and just walk around and find things to do, because that's the best I've done. I'm John Russell.